The Holy Gospel appointed for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter, verses 13 through 20. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Therefore, Father, send your Holy Spirit so that those around us may actually see in us the salt that doesn't lose its taste and saltiness, and the light that isn't hidden or snuffed out. Not only that, but that others may also see in us the good works, not for our salvation, but as an example of our Christian living, as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And as we give all the glory, honor, and praise to our Father who is in heaven. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, the text for today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, the fifth chapter, with special attention to the following verses. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house in the same way. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." What a wonderful and yet challenging statement on this Sunday morning as we once again worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and listen attentively to His holy word. Yes, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. After Jesus finished teaching the Beatitudes in the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, in which he called them blessed and that they should rejoice and be glad, for their reward is great in heaven, Jesus continues with his sermon on the mount and tells them the importance of being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. the words of Jesus himself, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Not only that, but to obey all of the commandments. Not to kill, not to commit adultery, not to get divorced, not to swear falsely, and not to retaliate an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And finally, as Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself, as well as your enemies. And to pray even for those who persecute you. In other words, Jesus challenged them to be different from the religious leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees, if they truly wanted to become his disciples. Jesus made it very clear at the end of our text for today, for I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, are we the salt of the earth so that it does not lose its taste, its saltiness? And are we the light of the world so that it cannot be hidden or snuffed out? Yes, do we pour on the salt and do we turn on the light as it is depicted on our bulletin today? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no. Not always. Unfortunately, sometimes in our weakness, in our sinfulness, we allow the salt to lose its taste and its saltiness. We allow the light to lose its splendor as it is snuffed out in the darkness. It happens every time we get angry or upset. Every time we lie or cheat or we're dishonest with ourselves and others, every time we gossip or slander or hate others, every time we mistreat someone or discriminate against others, as a matter of fact, every time we sin, we are no longer the salt of the earth and the light of the world, but we only bring despair and darkness into our lives. That's precisely what happened to Adam and Eve in the very beginning of time. We all know the story, don't we? As soon as they disobeyed God for eating of the forbidden fruit, they knew immediately that they were in trouble with God. Suddenly their salt and their light was gone. It disappeared. And only despair and darkness overcame them. This became very evident when God asked them, as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, Adam, where are you? And Adam answered, saying, I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. So God asked him, Adam, who told you that you were naked? Who told you that? Have you eaten from the tree I commanded you not to eat from? Unfortunately, they sinned against God as they ate of the forbidden fruit and tried to hide from God among the trees of the garden. As a matter of fact, they suddenly found out that they were naked. Not only that, but also afraid of God. And as a consequence of their sin, God banished them forever from the Garden of Eden, and they were never allowed to return to it again. Adam and Eve no longer were the salt of the earth and the light of the world. The same was also true with Cain, as he killed his own brother Abel out of jealousy. The Lord looked upon Abel with favor because of his offering the first fruits with fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock, instead of the leftovers offered by Cain with only some of the fruits of the soil, not the first fruits. As a matter of fact, God asked Cain, "Why are you so angry? Why is your face downcast? Not only that, but where is your brother Abel?" And Cain said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord God said to him, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." And as a consequence of his sin, God also punished him with a curse, and he became a restless wanderer on the earth. The same was also true of King David when he committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed her husband Uriah in order to cover up his sin, his guilt, and as she later became pregnant and conceived the child. But after the child was born, God was very displeased with David and also punished him, even though he was the king of Israel, as the child became very ill and died on the seventh day. Even though David fasted and pleaded and implored with the Lord to save this child. That's why it's so important that we as Christians today follow and obey all the commandments of our Lord, not to allow ourselves to sin against the Lord like Adam and Eve did because they wanted to be like God. Cain in his jealousy of his brother Abel, and David as he committed adultery and tried to literally cover it up. Instead, we are encouraged to become the salt of the earth, the light of the world, so that those around us in our community, our family, our friends, people we work with, may see in us the salt that doesn't lose its taste or saltiness, and the light that isn't hidden or suddenly snuffed out. In other words, actually pouring on the salt and turning on the light like we do at home and at church when it's dark, so that others may see in us Jesus as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. The words of St. Peter in his first letter, chapter 2, verse 9, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." And if we have failed in the past to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, there is good news today through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we repent and promise to become that salt that doesn't lose its saltiness, its taste, and that light that does not become dark or snuffed out, so that we may taste Jesus as the bread of life, Jesus as the light of the world. The words of Jesus Himself, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never go hungry, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Again, the words of Jesus, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall never walk in darkness, but shall see the light of life. Yes, brothers and sisters, may God the Holy Spirit bless us and preserve us again today as we become literally the salt of the earth, the light of the world, so that those around us who are still lost in darkness may come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ also as their Savior. Not only that, but as they actually see in us our good works, not for our salvation, because we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, but as an example of Christian living, as we give all the glory, all the honor, all the praise to our Father who is in heaven. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. O Christ, our true and only light, enlighten those who sit in night. Let those afar now hear thy voice, and in thy fold with us rejoice. God bless you as you become the light of the world and the salt of the earth, as you reach out to people in our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we become indeed the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.